In the wake of a frontal passage, high pressure will build in with seasonable temperatures for today, but temps and dew points will be on the rise as that high moves off to the east tonight. Warmer and more humid air will continue to move in overnight, and by later, we could see some showers and thunderstorms forming up, especially over the southwestern Adirondacks and the western Mohawk Valley. And some of those storms could be training over with some very, very heavy rain, so we'll have to watch out for that during the overnight as well. Now, there will likely be a lot of mid and high level clouds as we go on our Friday, well ahead of the remnants of Cindy. Now, if some breaks in those clouds could develop, we could see some higher potential for severe weather. Currently, the Storm Prediction Center's got mainly northern areas within the slight risk, with marginal areas to the south and east, mainly for damaging wind gusts as we head through the day on Friday. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to that. But taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the central high plains through Iowa and into the southern Great Lakes, a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for much of the lower Mississippi Valley, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms extending from the Colorado Front Range eastward into the southern Great Lakes, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the slight risk in the lower Mississippi Valley and the lower Ohio Valley. Severe thunderstorms are expected this afternoon into tonight across portions of the southern Great Lakes through Iowa, Nebraska, northern and western Kansas, and into portions of the central and southern high plains. Meanwhile, a tornado threat and the potential for damaging winds will be possible across the lower Mississippi Valley region as the remnants of Tropical Storm Cindy advanced inland. The National Hurricane Center update on Tropical Storm Cindy. After making a turn toward the north-northwest today, a turn toward the northeast is expected tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Cindy will move inland over southeastern Texas or southwestern Louisiana, then move near or over extreme eastern Texas, western and northern Louisiana, and southeastern Arkansas into tonight. Cindy is expected to produce total rainfall accumulations of 6 to 9 inches with isolated maximum amounts up to 15 inches over southeastern Louisiana, southern Mississippi, southern Alabama, and western portions of the Florida Panhandle through tonight. This rainfall could cause life-threatening flash flooding in these areas. Rainfall amounts of 3 to 5 inches with isolated maximum amounts of 7 inches can be expected farther west across western Louisiana and eastern Texas through tonight. Rainfall should spread northeastward across Arkansas and into portions of the Tennessee and Ohio valleys through Friday, with total rain accumulations of 3 to 5 inches with locally higher amounts. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, a sunny day, a high near 85 degrees, winds becoming south this afternoon. In Boston, sunny, a high near 85 degrees as well. And in Buffalo, a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible too, partly sunny, a high near 75 degrees. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, normal maximum temperature is 80 degrees with a record of 95 set in 1954. Normal minimum temperature is 59 degrees with a record of 37 set in 1940. Sunrise and sunset data for today, the first full day of summer. 5:17 a.m. will be sunrise and 8:37 p.m. will be sunset. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers overnight, lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, lows only in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to south of Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. For today, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. And tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, lows in the upper 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, showers and thunderstorms. Some may contain some very heavy rain. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s to mid-80s. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs in the mid-70s. 70s to low 80s. Mostly sunny Sunday, a high in the 70s to near 80 degrees. Partly sunny with a chance of showers on Monday, highs in the low and mid 70s. Partly sunny with a chance of showers Tuesday as well, with a high also in the low and mid 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.